We're going to open this hour with three folks who together have been on this show, each of them, I should say, if you add it up, over 20 times. And this is the first time they've been on, the three of them, as a group. And a lot of folks are applauding that idea because they've just made a record, which is called Red Horse, which I guess that's exactly what they're calling themselves. They are Lucy Kaplansky and John Gorka and Eliza Gilkison, all of whom are some of the best singer-songwriter, contemporary folk singer, Americana singers that you'll ever hear. They've done a nice thing here. They've taken each other's songs. Most of the time on this record, they don't sing their own songs. They'll sing one of the other writers' songs, and then they've thrown in a few cover songs to boot. It's all about the songs and the voices, and that's really what everything's about on this show. So would you please welcome, actually for the first time as this group, first time on the mountain stage, Red Horse.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to do a song of mine that I wrote for the record. I was at a folk singer convention called the Folk Alliance a year ago, and our Red House Records wanted to announce our project, and I was a little nervous because we had not made the record yet. And so somebody came up to me after my set, and they said, when they said Red Horse, I thought you were talking about my horse. So she said, told me that she had a chestnut-colored horse, and that was the first time I realized that, you know, that there are real horses that were red. You know, I only knew the ones from the mobile station. And so anyway, the next day, I was playing in Covington, Kentucky, which is across the river from Cincinnati, and it's kind of yes, thank you, and it was Covington was the place where people from Cincinnati, mm-hmm. if they wanted to do illegal things, they would go across the river to Covington and do illegal things at the hands of unlicensed professionals. And I was playing at a place called the Southgate House where those illegal activities took place at once upon a time. I was looking around, I was walking around thinking, I said to myself, boy, if these walls could talk. And so I wrote a song called If These Walls Could Talk. I've got lots of stories that is that interesting.
In a fit of madness, Lucy and I had decided to have John be our MC.
Thank you. All right, well, I'm going to sing this song. It's called If These Walls Could Talk. Could talk, they would say shut up, they would say be still, you've already said enough. If these walls could talk, they would say pipe down, they would speak her name, a low and lonesome sound. If these walls could talk, they would say shut up, they would say, be still, you've already said enough. If these walls could talk, they'd repeat her name. They would point at you, showing who's to blame. If these walls could talk, they would paint the scene. A running chestnut mare out of a broken dream. If these walls could talk, they would say shut up. They would say be still, you've already said enough. If these walls could talk, they would say goodbye. Get out of here, don't wanna see you cry.
If your world were slate and your life were chalk, they would speak of dust. If these walls could talk, if your life were slate and your love were chalk, they would speak of dust. If these walls could talk, they would speak of dust. If these walls could talk.
John Gorka.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So if you're listening close there, there was a red horse in there in that song. Well, our next guest is originally from Chicago, Illinois. She grew up in Chicago.
Thank you.
And she moved to New York City in her late teens and to become a singer. But somehow along the line, she got off course and she became a psychologist. She got her doctorate and she became a psychologist. Then around that time, I remember saying to her, Lucy, Lucy, because that's her name. Lucy, you're damned to be a singer. And fortunately, she came back into the light and became a singer again. And we are so glad that she did. She's one of my all-time favorite singers and songwriters. Please welcome from New York City, Red House recording artist Lucy Kaplansky.
Thank you, John. John and I have been singing together for a long time. And by the way, the three of us had never sung together before this project. We've been friends for years and have been fans of each other's. But John and I had sung together. John and Eliza had sung together. Eliza and I have sung together, but the three of us had never sung together. And Eliza emailed me about a year ago and said, do you want to do some gigs with me and John? And I thought that would be really fun. And I mentioned it to my husband, and he said, why don't you guys make a CD? So we did. That's how it happened.
And so, now we're here.
We're here after dinner. I'm going to do the song of John's that I do on the CD, which I've been singing with John for many, many years as a harmony singer, and now I get to sing it myself. It was tough to choose a song of John's and Eliza's because there were so many to choose from, so many great songs, but I love this song. I've loved it for a long time. This is called Blue Chalk.
All righty. Thank you, Lucy. Thank you for singing these songs. Oh, stop. Now, I am a graduate of the Porky Pig School of Elocution. Don't want to brag or anything.
So I wonder how she's doing. I hate it when the rumors fly. They give off such a strange sense of mission, wing your helplessness on high. But she would never run from strangers. She sang alone like a bell will toll, way above all the clang and the clutter, out of fear of a demon soul. Maybe none of this is my business, and none of what I hear is true. I am far from the mint condition, circulation's hard on you. Hold tight, hang tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff, to save you. Hold tight, hang tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff, to save you now. Oh, 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 oh. You could always find the holes in the bottle, even with a blindfold on. Never kept his seat on the wagon, rolling off like a rolling stone.
chalk between his fingers, hustling a pool room song. He always kept a line for the singer, pointing his cue right from wrong. Hold tight, hang tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff, to save you. Hold tight, hang tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff, to save you now. Oh, 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 oh,
thank you.
Eliza's going to sing another song here. I should tell you a little bit about her. She was born and raised in Los Angeles, California. Comes from a musical family. Her brother is Tony Gilkison, great guitar player. Anyway, she moved to New Mexico, spent some time there, and in the past bunch of years she's lived in Austin, Texas. Would you please welcome one of my favorite singers and songwriters in the world, Red House recording artist Eliza Gilkison.
Thank you.
Not an idiot. I don't trust the world of man, but I still believe in love. People hide from truth, but I can't live like that. You just have to tell me when you think. Just falls into your hands. We got too close to something deeper than you know. But you just run away from things you don't understand. And if you can walk away from love, you can turn. Harley, I got the message, baby. No one's hanging on to you now. You don't have to tell me that you're sorry, so sorry. And I don't have to chase a dream that can't.
Gilkison.
Thank you.
That's Eliza Gilkison doing an Eliza Gilkison song.
Wow. Woo! For those out in Radio Land, that was thunder. Big time.
Eliza's songs are powerful. So this, she can sing up a storm. So Lucy's over at the, she's moved over to the keyboard over there, and she's going to render a song.
This is the song of Eliza's that I chose. I the first time I heard this song, I just desperately wanted to sing it, and I felt like I could do it. And I've gotten many, many emails from people telling me how much this song meant to them. This is called Sanctuary.
Shadow, thou art with me. Though my heart's been torn on fields of battle, thou art with me. Though my trust is gone and my faith near, in love's sanctuary, thou art with me. Through desolation's fire and fear's dark thunder, through the sea of desires that drag me under, thou art with me. Though I've been traded in like a souvenir, in love's sanctuary, doubter's gloom and the cynic's sneer, thou art with me. In the crowded rooms of a mind unclear, thou art with me. Though trail of tears, in love's sanctuary, thou art with me. In love's sanctuary, thou art with me. In love's sanctuary.
Thank you.
Somebody asked, we did our first radio interview last November, just recently in California, and the host asked us, John, what is it like to work with these two? And I said, it's like being on stage with angels. I thought to myself, am I dead? Did I die? Did I die and not? Nobody told me. All right. Enough of those stories. Not all of our stories are interesting, but they are true.
By the way, nobody's introduced you, John.
John is
originally from New Jersey.
Colonia, New Jersey.
Lives outside of Minneapolis now, and is just, in my opinion, one of the great singers and songwriters. And he's going to do this last song now.
It's a Lucy song. Do you want to tell him a little bit about how it came about?
I was in a trio before called Cry, Cry, Cry with Darwin's and Richard Schindel, and we were asked to write a song for a movie project together, and that didn't happen. So we each took a stab at it ourselves, and the song was supposed to be along the lines of Hopelessly Devoted to You by Olivia Newton-John, as if Joni Mitchell were singing it, which is sort of an interesting challenge, and my husband and I wrote this song.
And when Eliza heard that story, she said, one of the names, when we were trying to figure out what to call ourselves, we were considering calling ourselves Olivia, Newt, and John. but no one wanted to be Newt.
Actually, John was the closest one to being a Newt.
Thank you, Eliza.
He's from New Jersey. He thinks it's a compliment.
Well, I like amphibians. So, okay. So this is a Lucy song. It's a love song that borders on obsession. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for listening to our portion of the show. We are Red Horse.
Great to be here.
Don't mind me, I'm just a bit maniacal about you, and around when I'm without you. Don't mind me, don't mind me. If you could love me just a little bit, I'd be okay, 'cause I couldn't leave you anyway. Don't mind me, it doesn't matter what you say, I just like the way you sound. And if you turn away, I'll just turn you back around. Come on, baby, please, play your song for me. Play your song. Just your burning gravity that brings me to my knees in front of you. Don't blame me, I just wanna get you on the ground, play a little lost and found. Don't blame me, it doesn't matter what you say, like the way you sound. And if you turn away, I'll just turn you back around. Come on, baby, please, play your song for me. Play your song. Play your song. Love me, if you could only love me, I'd walk across hot coals to you, I'd stop the rain and wind for you, I'd save all of my sin for you, for you, for you, for you. It doesn't sound. And if you turn away, I'll just turn you back around. Come on, baby, please play your song for me. Play your song. Play your song.
Eliza Gilkison, John Gorka, Lucy Kaplansky, Red Horse. And the album is called Red Horse on Red House Records. And it's a fine, fine CD. Yes, they all do each other's tunes and with a few others thrown in. And that was actually Tom Smothers and his two sisters. No, it's three of the America's finest singer-songwriters, John Gorka, Lucy Kaplansky, and Eliza Gilkison.